shall receive power. March 9. Faith. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. In coming to Christ, there must be an exercise of faith. We need to bring Him into our everyday life. Then we shall have peace and joy, and we shall know by experience the meaning of His word. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments, and abide in His love. Our faith must claim the promise, that we may abide in the love of Jesus. Jesus said, "These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full." Faith works by love and purifies the soul. Through faith, the Holy Spirit finds access to the heart and creates holiness therein. Man cannot become an agent to work the works of Christ unless he is in communion with God through the Holy Spirit. We can be fitted for heaven only through a transformation of character. We must have Christ's righteousness as our credentials if we would find access to the Father. We must be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. We must daily be transformed by the influence of the Holy Spirit. For it is the work of the Holy Spirit to elevate the taste, to sanctify the heart, to ennoble the whole man, by presenting to the soul the matchless charms of Jesus. We are to behold Christ, and by beholding, to become changed. We must come to Him, as to an open, inexhaustible fountain, from which we may drink again and again, and ever find a fresh supply. We are to respond to the drawing of His love, to feed on the bread of life which came down from heaven, to drink of the water of life which flows from the throne of God. We are to keep looking up, that faith may bind us to the throne of God. Do not look down as though you were bound to the earth. Do not keep up an examination of your faith, pulling it up as though it were a flower to see if it has any root. Faith grows imperceptibly,